To be honest, I don't know much about it. I know it's a title for anyone. Like the qualification for it is that you live in one of the Celtic nations, like Ireland, Scotland, Wales. You know, so I mean, I qualify it by virtue of being Irish, and this girl qualifies by virtue of her living in Scotland. She's actually a Greek national, I think. But yeah, look at it, to be honest, Trevor, the title doesn't matter. You know, the title doesn't matter. I don't fight for titles. I fight to win and I fight to progress, and that's what this is about for me.
You're a fairly late comer to boxing, and tell us how you got interested in it, and how it got a hold of you, so to speak.
Yeah, I got interested in it through a white collar event. Do you know? So when I was 29 when I started, like, so very late, really. When you look at some of the kids coming through now, they've been boxing since they were 6 and 7 years old. Boxing was never on my radar ever. I was a boxing fan, but like an armchair fan. Do you know what I mean? I didn't know much about it, and I got involved in a white collar event with my previous amateur club, and I just absolutely fell in love with it. I fell in love with what boxing gives you. You know, boxing has given me a lot more than I've given it. You know, it's taught me so much about myself and what effort, hard work, consistency, how much that kind of melds into your life, not just the sport, you know. So I love it. I do. It's a big part of my life, and I'd be lost without it, to be honest.
So when you start at that age, what's the first thing you have to learn? Is it technique?
I suppose the first thing I feel you have to learn in boxing is just face your fear. Nobody likes getting punched in the face. you have to be a little bit mad as well if you do. But I suppose for me, it was about facing the fear of, am I too old? Will I succeed? Will I not? Will I look like a fool? Things like that. Doubt. Looking at your doubt straight in the eye and going, F it. I'm going to do it anyway. Do you know? So, that's what it's given me as well. Like, it's given me a look straight through it thing. You know? Look straight through the negative of something and see the positive. Do you know? It's definitely been something that's built my resilience and my ability to look at obstacles and things like that, and see them for not obstacles, but things that I'm going to learn and grow from.
You've had a great start to a pro career. Tell me about the first fight. What was the nerves and feelings like?
I think like my debut was mad. It only lasted 90 seconds, but I suppose the build up to it was brilliant. Like, there's no feeling like it. Like, I find it very hard to describe the elation and the adrenaline and, you know, the type of excitement that you feel getting in the ring. And then, you know, the primal nature of the fight has always been something that I connect to. You know, you're in there against another human, and it's just you and her, like, you know. So, but yeah, look at it. It was a huge moment for me, and definitely not a moment I can compare to. You know.
When we think of women's boxing, we think of Katie Taylor or Kelly Harrington. What's the standard like, and particularly here in Ireland?
Yeah, I think the standard here in Ireland is pretty high, especially in the amateurs. You know, there's a difference between amateur boxing and pro boxing. There is, like, you know, and I think there'd be a bit of, let me, kind of little snobbery, you know, from the amateurs, because, you know, I don't know, is women's pro boxing taken as seriously as the amateurs here in Ireland? I mean, obviously you have to take Katie Taylor seriously, or she will dismantle you. Do you know what I mean? As she's done with every one of her opponents, like, you know. But I think in terms of our amateurs, we have world beaters, we have hopefully Olympic gold medalists. You know, you look at, like you say, Kelly Harrington, Amy Broadhurst is a beast. You know, Michaela Walsh, all those girls on that team, Aoife O'Rourke. All those girls are potential gold medal winners for Tokyo, and it's amazing. Pro boxing is different. Is a different pool than, like, you know. It is a different pool. It's much smaller in women's pro boxing. You know, I think I'm one of the, I think I'm, there's only, I think two, three or four active Irish females in pro boxing right now. Like, you know, so it is a much smaller pool. People would say that there's less talent in it, but look, I mean, the best boxer in the world is a female, and she's Irish. and she's a pro boxer, so argue with that.
You're based in Limerick, and yes, you're working in Limerick. Are you still working here? Yes,
I've moved to Limerick in 2009 to complete my degree and in social care, and I've been living here since. I was in England for a couple of years, but came back. I'm still working in Limerick, in between here and Ennis. But I love it. I work in homeless services. It's something that definitely separates me from my boxing, which is really good. You know, I have something else that I am absolutely passionate about, you know, so it's I love it. I love my job. I love both my jobs. You know, I'm very, very fortunate. I really am.
How do you manage the training schedule then with that?
Yeah, it's tough. Don't get me wrong. It's, you know, it's tiring, and I have to make a lot of sacrifices, and I don't see family. I don't see my partner Maeve a lot, you know, especially during camp. You know, I train twice a day, 6 days a week, you know, especially coming up to a fight, you know, and this week I'm cutting weight and I am not a nice person to be around, you know. So, look, you manage it. I suppose you ask me how I manage it, I just do because I have to, because I want to, you know, and I have a goal and I have that in my mind's eye, and I will reach it, and I will do what I have to do.
Are you more driven than other boxers, given that you came to it at a certain age?
I don't know. I don't like to compare myself to anyone, to be honest, you know. Comparison's a thief of joy.
But you want to get more out of it, obviously, starting at a later age.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, of course, yeah. Of course I will have less time to achieve things, of course, yeah. By virtue of me coming to the sport late. But I suppose I go fight by fight, to be honest, Trevor, you know. So whatever's there in front of me, whatever I'm going to achieve, it will reveal itself, and I will achieve it. Of course, I have goals and I have aspirations and everything, like, you know. But, you know, I have this fight in front of me on Friday, and that is the only thing in my mind.
People have this idea of pro boxing very glamorous, you know, well paid.
That's a great joke.
You know, what's it like, you know, as you're holding down a job as well, and this is your passion as well?
Yeah, it's tough because I think people have this perception that pro boxing is punch to pay, as people saying, you don't get paid at this level. You don't. Like, you have to sell tickets. You have to, you know, in order to cover costs, in order to cover show contributions, in order to cover insurance, in order to cover management costs, things like that. Like, you know, so you have to sell tickets, and there's pressure there to sell tickets. And that's why, for me, the sponsorship is so important. Like, you know, a lot of my, like, I'm in my fourth camp now, and if I didn't have sponsorship, like a lot of it was self-funded, like, you know, so it's not like I'm not making a sacrifice to box. I am, like, but I suppose if I didn't have my sponsors, I wouldn't be able to do it. Like, I really wouldn't. And I'm forever grateful to the people that have come on board, and, you know, they are helping me to achieve this, like, you know.
Tell me about who is in your camp then. Who is in the...
Yeah, so my trainer is Pavel Popko. He's my head coach. He's the head coach in Celtic Eagles in Galway. I'm not with Pavel long, but I suppose the short time I've been with him, I have, like, it's like I'm a different boxer. It really is, like, you know. And the time and attention and I suppose input that I've gotten from Pavel the past 6-8 weeks has just been next to none. And, you know, he's a very technical coach. You know, he's a serious guy, which I need, because I'm a bit of a dope sometimes, do you know? So I need him to be a bit serious, do you know? But he's brilliant. I also have Graham McCormick, my very good friend. He's another pro boxer, 5-0, Gwadji Drin. You know, so he's definitely in my corner all the time. I have Tommy McCormick, my cutsman, you know, so he'll be there. And obviously I have my promoters, I have my managers, you know, and there's loads of people that make up my camp, to be honest. My partner Maeve, I really couldn't do it without her. And my sponsors and my family and my friends, they're just, you know, their support is invaluable.
You're Limerick based, there's a great stable of fighters in the Limerick area. They're starting to really to make a name for themselves as well.
100%, yeah. I mean, look, you have Graham and you have Paddy Donovan. Like, look at him. Like, do you know, Paddy is just going from strength to strength. And obviously as well, you have Lee Reeves. And, you know, like, there was no pro boxers in Limerick, 3 years ago? Like, Graham kicked it all off. Like, do you know what I mean? And now you have 4 pro boxers and probably more to come, I imagine. Do you know, there's young fellas and girls looking at the 4 of us going, geez, if they can do it, I can do it. Like, do you know what I mean? So it's for me, it's a privileged position to be in, like, you know. And pro boxing in Limerick is going from strength to strength. It really is, like, you know, so I'm delighted to be part of it.
Andy Lee would probably have been an inspiration to this crop, and this crop will be an inspiration to young girls and young guys who are taking it up.
Absolutely. Look, I suppose the OG is Andy Lee, isn't it? Like, you know, he started it all off, really, like, you know, so, and I mean, and now you see Paddy working with him, and it's amazing, like, you know, it really is, like, and it, like I said, it's a privilege to be in this position, and I'm sure the other three pros in Limerick would agree with me.
Finally, Siobhan, you said titles isn't, you know, obviously you'd like to win titles, but it's not the be all and end all. Is there a goal, is to be as successful a fighter as you can?
Absolutely. Look, listen, I am a driven, ambitious person. Do you know what I mean? I'm not in this to lose. I'm not in this just to take part. I'm not, you know, of course I want to succeed. Of course I want, you know, the accolades that come with it, like, you know, but I suppose the internal drive to the box and achieve is different for me. Like, it's not about titles. Of course, I want to be one half of that first Irish title, you know, that a woman has never fought for in Ireland. That would be the goal. But Friday, I have a fight in front of me, and that is the only thing in my mind.
Siobhan, thanks a million.